With the American economy still struggling, at least one industry is enjoying an economic boom. That's the oil and natural gas industry. According to an American Enterprise Institute study, employment in oil and natural gas is up 61% since 2005, reversing a decline in employment that occurred a decade earlier. Some Americans call it the 21st century gold rush, this time over black gold. The expansion in oil and gas production follows innovations in hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling. Also known as fracking, hydraulic fracturing is a drilling process used to extract natural gas from shale rock thousands of feet underground. Drillers pump water, sand, and chemicals underground to crack the shale and release the gas, which is then collected on the Earth's surface. While fracking was first patented in 1949, it was not economically worthwhile until recently combined with horizontal drilling. Today, drillers can tap reservoirs that were unreachable less than a decade ago. Experts say these shale formations contain enough natural gas to power the United States for up to 200 years. Dr. Aparna Mathur is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute. She studies the effects of fracking on the economy and cites a recent study by IHS Global Insight as evidence that fracking will benefit the economy.
They estimate that in 2010, hydraulic fracking contributed about 600,000 jobs. They think that the number is likely to grow to more than 800,000 by 2015 and then keep increasing to maybe more than 1 million over the next 10 years.
Mathur says the economic benefits of fracking are not limited to job creation. She claims entire communities are experiencing tremendous growth.
We are seeing more economic activity in the regions where fracking is taking place. It's not just employment, but then the fact that it's contributing to GDP. It's providing a cheap fuel source for electricity generation, which is lowering costs for electricity production.
North Dakota is the most notable example of a state economy soaring from the fracking boom. It ranked as the fastest-growing economy in the U.S. for 3 years in a row. Dr. Kate Sinding of the Natural Resource Defense Council has reservations about the economic benefits of fracking. She says the economic windfall is not as amazing as fracking supporters suggest, and the notion that local communities are reaping benefits from this boom is very misleading.
What you see with fracking is a boom-bust cycle. And so you're talking about economic development that is potentially robust for a period, but then goes away, essentially, as the resource is tapped out, leaving behind busted economies and communities.
Mathur disagrees. She says the boom will continue.
All the studies that I've found which looked at the long-term impacts have found that employment would actually keep growing over time because they are discovering more and more natural gas resources that they were not able to tap earlier.
Sinding disagrees and contends even good jobs don't go to local residents.
The really good paying jobs, the highly skilled jobs, are going to out-of-state workers. It's remarkable when you travel through Pennsylvania. You'll see the billboards talking about job development, and yet you look at the roads and every other car has a license plate from Texas or Oklahoma or Arkansas.
Mathur admits jobs may go to out-of-state workers in the short term, but that's not an argument against fracking. She says every $1 million in gas production creates 2.3 jobs. This growth will have spillover effects, increasing GDP and benefiting the national economy as a whole. But Sinding worries that economists are not taking into account the environmental damage caused by fracking, which she fears will outweigh the benefits in the long term. Fracking is suspected for polluting drinking water in at least 7 states, where residents reported changes in the quality of their water after fracking began. As a result, New York and New Jersey have placed moratoriums on fracking, and Vermont has banned it altogether.
There's no question that when economists are talking about the potential job side of it, they're not looking at non-economic impacts that accompany the economic ones. So, for example, there's issues associated with contamination of drinking water supplies, of air quality.
Mathur admits the potential for environmental damage and offers a variety of solutions she says will allow the energy industry to take advantage of these resources in a safe way.
there are solutions to that. This is not the first industry that has an impact on the environment or has an impact on pollution. And I think if we develop sort of adequate safeguards, so we need, you know, maybe more regulation, we need the right incentives so that these firms are exposed to the costs of environmental degradation.
I'm Elizabeth Hamilton, reporting for Radio America.